Dreamscape presents The Prize, Who's in Charge of America's Schools? By Dale Russikoff. Narrated by Pete Cross. Chapter 1. The Pact. December 2009 to July 2010. Late one night in December 2009, a large black Chevy Tahoe moved slowly through some of the most violent neighborhoods of Newark, New Jersey. In the back sat two of the nation's rising political stars, the Republican governor-elect Chris Christie and the Democratic mayor of Newark, Cory Booker. The pair had grown friendly during Christie's years as United States Attorney in Newark in the early 2000s and remained so, even as their national parties had become polarized to the point of gridlock in Washington. Booker had invited Christie to ride with him on this night in a caravan of off-duty cops and residents who periodically patrolled the city's busiest drug corridors. The caravan started out on once vibrant Orange Street in the Central Ward, across from a boarded-up housing project so still and silent it appeared dead. Baxter Terrace was home to both white and black industrial workers in the 1940s, when factories in Newark made seemingly everything: leather, plastics, cigars, textiles, dyes, hats, gloves, beer, electrical instruments, jewelry, chemicals, military clothing. As Newark's manufacturing collapsed and as whites fled to the suburbs, Baxter became all black and poor, overtaken in subsequent years by violent gangs and drug dealers.